We're back on the air. I'm going to call us back into order. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to withdraw the previous amendment and restate page 1, line 25, after farm, insert as stated in the table below. Page 1, line 26, insert the following table, which includes an expense authorization to the Capital Asset Fund for $35,000 for Bird Creek Farm tractor acquisition.
Second.
Motion and a second. We're now in discussion. Congresswoman Lemon.
May I have a copy of that? Just because, did you say, I want to see, if you don't mind, can I have just a moment and somebody else? Okay. Never mind. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, the motion passes. When it passes, Congressman Potts, you can have the chair back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any further discussion on 2025? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
There's no further discussion. I move to report bill number ONCA 2005 to Congress with due pass recommendation as amended.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 2005 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2006. An act to appropriate the amount of $99,950 to domestic violence for the purchase of the building and to establish an alternate effective date. The author is Congresswoman Stabler. This time, the chair will entertain a motion for a brief recess.
I move to move that to the bottom of the agenda.
Okay. We can skip that item of discussion. We'll move on to item number 7 on our agenda, and that is a discussion of the audit. We do have the treasurer here with us for any discussion of the audit. So this time, I can turn the floor over to Treasurer Littleton for discussion of the annual audit.
We delivered to Congress last Friday, I believe it was, documents that show our process, the RFP process. The document up on the screen now is the comparison of cost of the 7 respondents to the annual audit. Of this selection, and what we have there, the first column is the projection of cost for the first year. The RFP stated that for sure a one-year contract and with the option of making it a three-year contract. So all of the 4 finalists gave us a projection of that amount, and that's what's reflected there. If I could get Vanna White to move it to the next screen. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, and we used the new RFP tool that we purchased with the appropriation from Congress. And this is a summary of the results and the scoring. The process had, I believe, 180 some questions that they had to answer. Wow. And we polled them on how they felt about it. But this is the rating of the 7 respondents and their score. We interviewed the top 4. We felt like that 5 was too many, and as you can see, 6 and 7, there was a definite drop off in the score. We were able to analyze the answers to each question. Then we brought the 4 people in. There was one phone interview. That was the number 2, I believe. Yes, number 2 on this list. And then if we go to the next documents, this is the submission that was presented to us by the successful auditors. all their propaganda of why they were the best. If you go a couple of pages, that's their coverage. Go another page. You all should have a copy of this or have the access. This is some of the events they sponsor. Next page, some of their services. Next page. And this, I think, is very important. And of course, it was provided by them. But this is some of the largest accounting firms in the United States. And this, as you see, the one on the left is the one that we selected. They are the largest provider to Native American tribes in the United States. So even though some of the firms were a lot larger, these people do a lot with the Native American community. So we were very impressed with the interview with our, and we really feel like we're going to get a quality audit from them. As part of that audit this year, for the first time, we're going to include Osage LLC, Tallgrass LLC, Osage Nation Ranch. Who am I leaving out? One's Osage Nation Energy Services. Those are all going to be combined in this audit, and the price that was quoted to to us includes those. And then Osage Home Health has always been a part of the nation's audit, or has been for several years. I won't say always, but has been for several years, and also the foundation. So we've already visited with them, sent out letters, waiting on your confirmation, but we're very pleased with the responses we got, and we feel like we're going to get a quality audit. One of the big caveats in discussing with them, and we were on the phone with them yesterday, was trying to confirm that we're going to be able to complete the audit by the due date that we've set, which is in February, so we can get a good quote on IDC rates next year. So, of course, a lot of that due date target that we're depends on us, and depends on us getting quality reports from all these LLCs, but that's what we're shooting for. So anyway, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them or elaborate.
Congressman Edwards.
So was there any deviation from the process that was set up to rank the people that...
I'm sorry, deviation, what do you mean?
Well, you set up a process and they did the scoring. Did you follow whatever the process was? Was there any deviation from that process?
No. The 180 some questions were selected prior to any submission of any of the respondents, and I really felt like it took any objectivity out of it. If you go back one more page.
Objectivity or subjectivity?
Okay. Our previous auditor, if you'll see, was number 7.
I saw that. That's my concern.
We were very disappointed because we thought they did a good job. They were great to work with. But when we look back at the answering of the questions, probably a lot of the reason they were scored so low is their staff is so small that when we ask of your how many years experience does your senior auditors have, how many years of experience with Native American audits has your managing auditors have, how many years of experience, and specific to the team they were going to send us, they have a very small staff. And, so when we picked the questions, we weren't picking them trying to find someone that we liked. We wanted someone that would give us a quality audit. And we've met with several members of the team of the firm that we selected, and very impressed with their credentials, their experience. And I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for, the question.
Well, I was, and I remember when we selected the auditor last time, we ended up with the score sheets, and the score sheets varied pretty dramatically between one person and the rest of the team. So I was hoping that it was pretty clear why that entity was awarded the contract, because one person scored them much higher than everyone else. So I'm hoping that didn't happen this time.
I really don't think it did, because the questions were selected prior to any of the people being rated, any of the firms being rated. And so they were all rated on the, you know, their answers to the questions. And the Osage Nation has had experience with several of the respondents here, as you know, with the previous year audit. RSM on there is one of the, they audit the casino. BKD was the auditor prior to the last one, and I'm trying to remember the correct way to pronounce this. Joseph Eve has performed services for the Osage Nation in the past. So there are some familiar names on here.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Weinhorn.
Two questions, Treasurer Littleton. So the percentage scores that we've received was only based on the questionnaire sent to the accounting firms, the CPA firms.
The way this tool works, I'll get to your answer. The way this tool works, it's on a website. Mm-hmm. And as a firm responds to us, as an auditing firm responds to us and asks to be included, then we invite them to log into this website. And then they look at the questions and they answer the questions. After the period is closed, those answers are uploaded where we're able to see them. And quite honestly, there were a couple of issues that we saw with some of the questions. This is the first time with the tool. There's the ability to disqualify a whole firm if they answer one question incorrect. And when we went back, we had marked those as disqualifying questions, and we went back and looked, and it was because we misinterpreted the answer, or we thought we put more, and we marked those as not disqualifying questions after we got a better understanding of them, and we didn't really look at who was disqualified. We just looked at the question and why someone was disqualified for that question. We can provide you with the answer sheets from each one of these firms, but you're going to see seven spreadsheets of 180 some questions. And then when they submitted their cost, which I have summarized here, those are several points too. And then as I included the booklet for each firm, I can probably give you a ream of paper of things you want to look at or don't want to look at if you're interested.
No, thank you. I don't think I want to go through that, but thank you for your explanation. The other question I have is, looking at this sheet right here, I believe this is rated by price. No, not necessarily. Why is it that BKD's not showing us a three-year? Did you not ask for them, or are they going to be $160,630 all 3 years? You see where there's no FY 20, 21, FY 21, 22 on BKD, for example. Does that question make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. I just completed the 3 years for the four finalists. as part of the interview process and a follow-up, actually just one firm gave us an answer for each 3 years. But when we did the final, when we did the on-site interview, we asked the question, if the contract's included, extended for the, we followed the option of including this contract for 3 years, what would your cost be? And at that point, they gave us the next year. Some of them said, well, you can ask add 3% per year. That's what it'll be. And as long as we had a confirmation there, we...
Okay, thank you. That clarifies that. So these are your four top picks right here coming out of the interview process.
Are extended, yes.
Do you have a preference on any of these four that I'm looking at here? Do you have a recommendation as the treasurer, which one you see to do the best job for the nation in our audit?
The choice we have is the REDW. It's also the least expensive of the four finalists, but that's who we've chosen.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions, Congressman Walker?
There are none, and I'm going to move. Okay. I move that the Appropriations Committee recommend REDW LLC as the auditor approved to provide the nation's annual audit for fiscal years 2019 through 2022 in an amount not to exceed $370,536.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Treasurer Littleton?
That 370 is a three-year number. The first year is 119, 123, so forth. Just wanted to make sure you understood that.
I do have a question for the treasurer before we vote. So would you prefer for us to make the recommendation to engage them for 3 years, or would you like to have the latitude to engage them for one and then come back again? So the motion locks us in to 3 years right now to this contract.
There will be the ability for those, for that firm to get out of our agreement if we don't do what we're supposed to. And also, we have that ability also to discontinue the contract. We would like to lock them in because of the familiarity. Every time the first year happens, you know, you got to learn. And they've got to learn, but I don't foresee them raising their fee. And we're very optimistic that we're going to give them a quicker access to our information and a better access to our information. So, as long as the motion that you got, that the Congress appropriation approves, understands that at some point in time they may discontinue or we may discontinue, then I'm fine with it.
Sure.
I would agree. Congresswoman Edwards?
So this is a motion coming out of the Appropriations Committee to recommend to the Congress to approve it.
And then, do you have that piece of paper?
This will come later. I need to rewrite it.
Okay.
Replace my chicken scratch.
I was looking for that piece of paper. My intention is for the motion to come from the Appropriations Committee to recommend to Congress, and then I have a motion prepared for to make in Congress for Congress to approve.
Okay.
Okay, which one is the official motion? This one?
Well, Chairman, will this be in the form of a committee, on the committee report as a recommendation? Okay, great.
Vote.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the recommendation passes. Next item on the agenda, we will go back up to consideration of ONCA 2006, an act to... Congresswoman Stabler. You are recognized for consideration of ONCA 2006.
Thank you. I believe we have a committee substitute coming in.
Yes, they are. We're not prepared. Move to recess to the call of the chair.
I'm sorry for lunch. I'm ready to discuss.
Oh, you're ready to discuss?
Okay. Well, you wanted to break for lunch?
I thought we were going to wait on the committee substitute coming. So.
Oh, I think it's just copies.
We do have a committee substitute that's been prepared. We are working on copies to be distributed to the committee.
Okay.
There's a motion to recess. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? I'll offer some discussion at this point. At this point, we should recess for lunch because of the nature of time. So we will plan to be back 12:30.
Noon.
Is lunch here?
Yes.
I said 12:15.
Well, plan to be back at. Plan to be back at 12:15.
Okay.
That will be my plan.
All right.
Any further discussion?
Seeing none, all those in favor of recess, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are in recess.
Half of lunch is here.